still thawing out a little bit. Weather's definitely changing. Good Chicago Bear weather is coming in, just in time for that Dome team coming in. Pretty excited about the game, seriously. You know, you get two division opponents. NFC North is strong this year, and we know how the games have normally gone when we played Detroit. We kept a couple guys out of practice today, a few guys. Alshon Jeffery, of course, it'll be a while. He's getting better. Blake Costanzo, Devin Hester has a quad injury. He should be okay, but we held him out today. We excused Adam Potlish from practice today, and Sherrick McManus is doing a little bit. He's getting better also. So in decent shape. Seemed like it has been a long time since we played, so we're anxious to get back into the routine. I'm talking about getting ready, you know, for game day to get here as much as anything. A lot of areas we need to improve, you know, both sides, all three phases. And we talked a little bit about our return game, getting that going, you know, with our special teams. But, you know, running game, continuing to develop the passing game on the offensive side. And hopefully we can keep the takeaways coming on the defensive side. We'll need all of that this week. Well, I don't know if there's any team in the league that feels like they can do anything you want. But our confidence, we have confidence in our line like we do all of our football team. We've had confidence in our line. You guys seem to talk about the line a lot more than we do. So, yes, we have confidence in our line. I think good receivers change the game, whether big, quick, whatever. I know it can cause you more problems, just the matchup as much as anything. Since most cornerbacks are under 6 feet tall. But I think just a good receiver in general, one receiver keeps, you know, the opponents up. We have a one receiver that's playing outstanding ball. He's big, physical. Of course, the two one receivers you're going to see on the field Monday night, they're about as good as you're going to see in the league this year. So that should be worth coming to the game just to watch the two of these guys play. Yeah, I think they're, you know, we'll have to be able to slow him down a little bit. He's a heck of a player. But, I mean, a part of our plan is to slow him down. Yes, we'll have to in order to be able to win the football game. This isn't a new team we're playing. They have great talent over there, but, you know, we've played them before. You know, so, you know, we feel pretty good about our chances like they do. Helps quite a bit. And as we talk about 6 feet corners or corners, most of them being under 6 feet, you need, you know, a few with some height to be able to match up. It's kind of as simple as that. Because he's just not a tall guy. I mean, he's a guy that can get up too. Charles has played him, you know, a few times, as I say it. So we feel pretty good about Charles matching up with big receivers in the league.